Though there are many parks in and around the city of Sulphur Springs, many in the city have been clamoring for a park specifically designed for their furry friends. These pleas reached the ears of Shane Shepherd, Director of Community Development for the city, and he decided to find some funding for a new dog park to be constructed within city limits. This led him to PetSafe and the Bark for Your Park contest.
I got a couple phone calls from citizens who wanted a dog park, and so I was looking for a grant and found that Texarkana, Arkansas won last year. And so while I found this, found that they had a grant, and I started researching it, and that's how they received their money, is through this contest.
PetSafe kicked off their third annual Bark for Your Park nationwide contest on May 1st. The contest provides funding to cities to build local dog parks. The top 15 vote-getters in the first round, which runs from now until May 31st, advance to the next round. Then there are two more months of voting before a winner is announced on July 31st. First place will receive $100,000 from PetSafe, and the next four cities will each get $25,000. According to Shepherd, a dog park isn't likely to happen without this money.
Well, without it, we probably would not be able to do it at all. For $100,000, we could probably create the premier dog park in East Texas and really be competitive with the dog parks out in the Dallas area. For $25,000, we could still do a great dog park, but it would probably be a little bit smaller.
Thanks to the efforts of Shepherd and several others, Sulphur Springs is now one of the top dogs in the contest, with just a few days left in the first round of voting. Lisa Lamole, one of the dog park campaign volunteers, shared on how the campaign has attempted to get the vote out.
Well, of course, we started networking right away with Facebook and, you know, just trying to get the social media behind us. And then Shane's put out some publicity, some releases, press releases for you guys. And then we are having really this event to try to get the vote out, you know, to get people to come down and vote.
There seems to be quite a lot of support for a dog park to be brought to Sulphur Springs, as both events had several people show up. Stephen Pugh, whose dog Sadie is involved in the therapy dog program in Sulphur Springs, had some thoughts on what a dog park would mean for the city.
Well, I think it would mean a lot because there's a lot of people that would be interested in coming and using the facility, and I think it would be good for the town. I just think it would be a great asset to have here in Sulphur Springs.
And the dog park has more than just public support. City Manager Mark Maxwell has approved the tentative site of the dog park, which would be placed somewhere within the already existing Buford Park, home to Kids Kingdom, the skate park, baseball fields, and the city pool. Though they already have well over 1,500 votes on the official Bark for Your Park website, Shepherd says they need a major push of support before the May 31st deadline.
We have to have many, many more votes. The first thing is to get it into the finals, and then once we get it to the finals, which I think that we're heading that way pretty fast, once we get it to the finals, we should have to have more people vote online for the dog park in Sulphur Springs.
To find out more about the Bark for Your Park contest and to vote online, go to KETR.org. For KETR News, I'm Cooper Welch. Yes, I love my dog.